Well, our moms think we're funny.
All right, hello again, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Our Moms Think We're Funny. I am Akomi, your host. I gotta say, Turk has just been kind of blowing up my phone. You know, he keeps just texting me over and over, saying that, you know, he managed to like snatch his phone away from the pirates, and that he's like, you know, he really needs me to step up and help, and you know, all that stuff. And really, it's, you know, I don't want to be unsympathetic to him, you know, acknowledging that he needs my help. You know, I appreciate that, that's really big of him, but you know, really, it's just too much texts. You know, it's just too many texts. You know, it's kind of breaking up my steez here, kind of chopping into my flow. I need to kind of be able to focus in on the podcast. So, you know, I'm just gonna block Turk's number here. You know, not as like a permanent thing, just until he stops texting me so much. You know, I think, you know, after a couple of days, he's probably not going to be as frenetic with it. You know, maybe he'll get the hint. Maybe he'll get the hint. That's all I'm saying. But yeah, you know, I'm just interested in trying to help him grow as a person. Yeah, I think that's important. But yes, today, everybody, I was thinking that we could do another 40 of the worst Liefeld drawings. Because Progressive Boink actually did a second article with 40 more of the worst Rob Liefeld drawings. So, you know, without further ado, you know, just pop on over to Progressive Boink, the second 40 worst Rob Liefeld drawings. We're just gonna do the same thing, turning an artistic eye towards a very prolific and influential artist. Sorry about my chair squeaking so much, by the way. It's a very old chair, so it squeaks quite a bit. But, you know, what can you do? What can you do? All right. So, highly recommend you check out my first review of the first 40 Liefeld drawings, and come on back to this one. But yeah, here we go. Here we go. So, our first one, we've got Captain America, number one. The first spectacular issue. So, you know, it's got a lot of Liefeld staples. I'm actually a little bit surprised that we've got feet on this one. So, you know, I'll give him that. He did draw the feet. Other than that, I mean, Cap's eyes are somehow simultaneously too far apart and too close together. I think it's because they're so narrow, but, you know, I mean, like, what can be said? You know, you've got, like, an awkward pose, you've got the gritted teeth. The size of the shield does not work with the size of what his arm should be. Like, there's no way his arm could fit behind that shield. Like, it's just terrible. Like, there's literally nowhere for Cap's arm to go behind that shield. So, bad move there. And I'm going to kind of fall back on some of the Kirby school of illustration. When you're depicting an action pose, you want to really push that pose to its most extreme. And this just seems like he's kind of doing a gentle dodge. Like, there's no foreshortening. So his, our right, his left, that leg should be like way more in the foreground, and the leg that's lifted up, so our left, his right, that should be kicked way higher up and way further behind him. He should definitely be leaning more into that run. And, you know, I'm just going to toss this out here. There's no background, you know? I'm really not a fan of comic covers that don't have a background. Like, You know, there's the old adage, you can't judge a book by its cover, but with comics, you kind of have to. With comics, you've sort of got to look at those covers and be like, oh, shit, this looks like it could be cool. And, you know, honestly, I'm just going to toss it out there. I judge books by their covers all the time. I pick up books just based off of if I think the cover's cool. And a lot of times that serves me very, very well. Turk and I were actually at a horror con last month, and they had a whole box of, like, old horror novels, like old ratty paperbacks. And you know, I bought a stack of them just because I thought the covers looked cool and the titles were cool. And like in some cases, it was like, oh yeah, that's a cool font for the title. And you know, I'm reading something called Wildwood, which I don't have it next to me right now. But like Wildwood, it's been a super super interesting book, and you know, I literally just got it because I thought it looked cool. That's just a little tangent, but yeah, like were I just bumming around a comic book store and looking for cool shit to buy off the rack, I would totally bypass this because the figure on the cover is very weak and there's no background. It's like super, super lazy looking. Plus, Cap is kind of covering up his own logo, so that's not an awesome move. You kind of want your logo to be readable. So just kind of bad... bad layout and design in general. Oh, we got a whole page here. Oh, this is like really low res. This may be hard to read, but this is from Youngblood number 0. So, let's see here. Oh yeah, once you blow it up, it's not so bad. Youngblood, this team is your new field leader. Team, this is your new field leader. Shaft, proper introductions are in order. Am I, like, super zoomed in? Oh, yeah, I am. Wow. he's reading a copy of Wizard magazine, but, I think the logo is on the back of the book, so that doesn't really make sense. Hold on, I gotta think about... If I were holding a book... Yeah, he put the Wizard's logo on the back of the book. That dingus. That's not Spawn, that's just like a Spawn ripoff. Wow, alright, let's begin with Vogue, ex-Russian gymnast, expert in martial arts and all hand-to-hand combat, a player as well as a looker. Because, you know, like, I'm assuming Youngblood doesn't have, like, an HR department. Can you imagine introducing a teammate? Like, just put yourself, like, at your job. I know that, like, with my job, if we were just, you know, introducing our team for our department and being like, oh yeah, and this teammate, yeah, she's a real looker, like that would go over super good. So, you know, because Rob is just oozing with life experiences. Next up we have Die Hard, our very own Spawn knockoff, our very own government issued metahuman. This is an updated model, power level rank set at 10, strength, speed, stamina, the whole 9 yards, the ultimate weapon. Sir, he says. Sir is almost as cringe as m'lady. So, his power level ranks at a 10, but, you know, my immediate question is, out of what? Bedrock is the boy of stone. Very, very strong, and the best part is he's still growing. Hey, what's up? He's still got his Wizards magazine with the logo on the back. Now, wait a minute. What? Wasn't that character that Turk and I were looking at a while back? Wasn't that Bad Rock? I'm pretty sure that, like, Liefeld's character is Bad Rock. Hold on. Yeah, it is. It is, but it's, like, literally the same character. Everybody Google Bad Rock by Rob Liefeld, and, Yeah, it's literally the same character design. It's like the super simplistic face and the gigantic body and the tiny head. So, did Liefeld, like, give Bad Rock to Youngblood and be like, oh yeah, you gotta change the name? Or did he, like, literally change one letter of a character's name and be like, yo, this is my OC, do not steal? You know, this isn't Knuckles the Echidna, it's Knuckler. He's my OC. He's definitely 100% original. He's nothing like Knuckles. I mean, he looks exactly like Bad Rock. Combat. Catalan fugitive. Superb hand-to-hand combatant. Strength level is an 8. Okay, so he's not an expert in all martial arts and all hand-to-hand combat, and he's not at a 10, so combat is basically just a lesser version of Vogue and Die Hard. So what does he contribute to the team? What's he bringing to it? Next is Chapel, former top operative for the CIA. He'll be your second-in-command. I think I want my second-in-command to be the guy whose power level's at a 10. I mean, presumably. I don't know, I don't know, a 10 out of what, but, you know. So far, Die Hard seems a bit more impressive than Chapel. Wait a minute, is Chapel doing whiteface? Oh my gosh. I'm so offended right now. And finally, we have Link, the team telepath. Telekinesis is one of his abilities as well. Oh yeah, what about his ability to wield the Triforce of Courage? Pleased to meet you, he says. Well, I'll leave you to get acquainted. Remember, they're as new to this as you are. Thanks, I'll remember that. Oh god, he's a ginger. Excuse us, folks. I hate to break up the party, but the staff photographer needs to get... Wow. Just broke photographer out, up into two... into two lines, but there's not a hyphen to show that it's connected. Wow, that's lazy. Shame on that letter. Did Liefeld letter this? I hope not. I mean, that is terrible, terrible lettering. Needs to get a few snapshots for the PR department before we jet, you know. People, us, the wizard, they eat this stuff up. If you could all get together and give me your best grimaces, I'd appreciate it. Wow. I want to say that's self-aware, but I don't think it is. That's just lame. It's just that Liefeld acknowledges that he thinks grimacing is, like, super cool. Okay, that was, yeah, that was a rough, rough page. Okay, next up, we've got, this is more Liefeld proper than the Captain America thing. We've got a cover for War Child. His hands are way too small. I mean, it looks like the elbows fall at the right place. Those forearms are too small and the hands don't fall properly in relation to the pelvis. So, you know, typical bad Liefeld anatomy. I'd also like to know why he doesn't have traps. So he's got, like, no trap muscles and a really, really thin neck. Eyes are way too far apart. Other than that, it's just, you know, this is everything that people criticize Liefeld for. The dude's, like, covered head to toe in pouches. We don't see feet. We've got, like, really lazy smoke in favor of a background, which, you know, that's more effort than he put into the Captain America cover, so I'll give him that, I guess. Just tons of, like, weapons all hither and yon, and for some reason, some of these weapons are, like, strapped across his back with the hilt up, but then other ones are strapped with the blade up, so it's like, well, cool, I reached back to draw my katana and I just sliced all four of my fingers off because my saber is sticking blade up, so brilliant, brilliant move. Yowza, that's special, but that, you know, this is a great summary of Liefeld art. Just terrible anatomy. He really likes giving his boys some thick legs with, like, 3 C's and a Q, you know? So, cool. Oh boy, we've got an interior page. I'm another interior page. Oh, Robbie. I kind of prefer these over the covers. All right, so first we're treated to Fafouche with, like, one of the most non-detailed panels I've ever seen. I mean, man, I could just keep bullying him for the anatomy, but, like, that feels a bit superfluous. Like, I wish there was more going on, but it's like, somehow you put no detail into this drawing except for bad anatomy, and you still got, like, that gritted teeth grimace that you always give your characters, so, like, how? So we've got this, like, super interesting sound effect. Fafash. You might think it's Fafouche, but if you look closely, the A's all look exactly the same. So, Fafash. I tried to warn them. My god, these boys are worse than I remember. How does Rob constantly make his arms way too short on his characters?
What was that?
Ugly piece of tech I stole. Range on this version is small, but these things disrupt brain waves. They can knock people out or kill them. This one was set on stun. So many teeth. Like, a lot of teeth. And I don't know what it is about the way Rob Liefeld draws young boys, but it always makes me uncomfortable. Always makes me super, super uncomfortable. And I think we talked about this on the last one. Every line that you draw on a character's face ages them up. I think that's part of the, I think that's part of what makes this so uncomfortable. You know, with, like, the gritty male character here, sure, you know, you can add a lot of hatching and stuff to his face. But you do it to this kid, and it just makes him look like one of those, like, people who don't age past the age of 8, so it's like a 40-year-old in the body of an 8-year-old, but still with, like, all the wrinkles and stuff of a 40-year-old. Yeah, Hezbollah. Yeah, he looks like Hezbollah there. The part of young boy was played by Hezbollah. Yeah, it's interesting. Like, his characters are either, like, their mouths are open and they're showing, like, both rows of teeth every time, or they're just, like... Interesting. I wonder what book this is from. Oh, hey, I've got this issue! Terp gave me this issue! This is the cover of Bad Rock. 1B, so, okay. Again, like Bedrock earlier, like, one of these things is ripping off the other. But yeah, this is just, like, everything you would want out of a Liefeld character. You've got this chick with an impossible spine, like, just bent, like, 3 or 4 different ways that it's not supposed to. And even though Liefeld can't draw his male characters with long enough arms, she's got her arms way, 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 way too long. The elbows fall way too far past the rib cage. The hands fall way too far past the pelvis. We're somehow, even though her spine is bent that impossibly, we're also still able to see, like, both butt cheeks and a tasteful side boob. Bad Rock, his anatomy makes no sense. Dude's got no neck. Gigantic guns, we've got no feet, we got pouches, we got, you know, just everything you'd ever want out of a Liefeld cover. And, she's got her laser sighter pointing and just off into nothing for no reason, you know, because you just want to keep that on at all times, even if you're not aiming. So, yeah, again, more effort was put into this than into the Captain America cover. At least it's not a plain white background, but... Yeah, I've thumbed through this issue. I have not fully read it, but it's bad. It's bad. Yeah. Oh, we've got another internal page here. Ooh, it's a hawk and dove. So, okay. Okay, I was just reading the description here. So, Hawk and Dove was kind of how Liefeld got his start, as I understand it. It wasn't the very, very first thing he did, but that was where people really started taking notice of him, and he started getting gigs, you know? So Hawk and Dove, in a lot of ways, was Bobby's claim to fame, and apparently these pages were from a relaunched Hawk and Dove series from 2011. So, as of 2011, he'd been drawing comics professionally, getting a paycheck for it, for a quarter of a century. So let's blow this bad boy up and see. I'd say you were getting worried up there, Dove. What are you even doing? My old partner would have had this thing on the ground by now. Hawk, a.k.a. Hank Hall. Avatar of War and War Accessories. Oh, this wasn't written by Liefeld? That surprises me. And imagine being a writer for DC. It's like, yeah, this is exciting. I can't wait to see my words brought to life by a professional DC artist. And they're like, you get Liefeld. just more issues, more of the same issues as far as these action poses go. It's not pushing it to the extreme. Like, at this point, everybody had a chance to read How to Draw Comics the Marvel Way and at least understand the philosophy of what the Kirby House style was. It's just, it's not dynamic. He's punching this dude out. And, you know, you got the crack, and you've got him falling and going, hee hee. And, there's no oomph to that punch. No oomph at all. So, he's knocking this guy out. And we've got Dove, a.k.a. Dawn Granger, Avatar of Peace. Powers, enhanced intelligence, compassion, enhanced strength, flight, and danger sense. Thank God she's got the superpower of compassion. I didn't realize that was a superpower. And she says, not a funny, Hawk. I have no idea how to fly this thing unless I get it down safely. So, we've still got both mainstays. We've got the screaming face, and we've got the clenched teeth face. But, like, this is a two-page spread splash page. Two-page spread. You should be trying to put everything into your action sequence. Like, you should be able to feel that punch through the page, and you're just not. So, DC Comics proudly presents Indeed. Go off, I guess, DC. Oh, wow. Is that Dead Man? I feel like this might be Dead Man. I don't know my superheroes quite as well as Turk. You know, if these were, like, pages from like, Johnny the Homicidal Maniac and Cybertoad, or Cyberfrog, or whatever it was, yeah, I'd be a lot better at it. Of course, I say that, and I can't even remember. It's Cyberfrog. Hold on. I gotta double check now. Yes, it's Cyberfrog. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, I was right. It's Dead Man. It's Dead Man. Okay. Type shit. Now that she's back from her weird vacation with Dead Man, yeah. I don't know why a relationship is your business anyway, son. You can blame the damn gods of war and peace. She and I are stuck working together, even with that dead boyfriend of hers always hanging around. So you're always going to be connected to the big guy, huh? How do you feel about that? I'm at peace with the idea, Boston. It's how our powers work. There are always two of us, an avatar of war and an avatar of peace. The most unexciting run pose ever. I don't understand. Like, how? Are you, working for both Marvel and DC for a quarter of a century at the time of this artwork? And yet, somehow, you haven't figured out how to draw an exciting run pose. We supplement and balance one another, make each other stronger. Kiowa. You always were the stronger one. I don't remember Deadman's name being Boston, but my primary exposure to Deadman was in the pages of the Kirby run of Forever People. So it's like one issue that I really know him from, and I don't think they called him Boston at any point. But still, I mean, I mean, you've got, like, these god-awful 90s haircuts that Liefeld likes to do. You've got all the cross-hatching on the face that Liefeld likes to do. But then the pose. Like, even laying aside the anatomy on this, this just that run cycle, there's nothing exciting about it. There's no movement in it. It's like he didn't draw a line of action. As a matter of fact, I mean, the line of action is just perfectly straight, which is a terrible way to do an action pose. I don't know. It's just like it's crazy to me that, like, me, I've never worked for Marvel or DC. You know, I've had followings for my art over the years. I've never, like, necessarily rubbed shoulders specifically with an editor. But I have to ask, what was the editor thinking? What editor is going to look at that and go, oh yeah, that pose, that really sells it? I really get the sense that they are traveling at high speed through the city. like, how do you get a gig working for Marvel and DC when, like, none of your work exhibits foreshortening? I don't know, man. I'm just saying, you know, if I were a kid, in 2011 and got, like, a superhero comic, I would be so disappointed with this. So disappointed. Oh, of course, I was just skimming over their description here. They did point out Deadman's flying pose is specifically so that the feet don't have to be drawn. So, you know, there's that. Oh my god, number 33. What am I looking at? I mean, clearly it's Deadpool and Cable, but what the ass? So, I mean, obviously, elephant in the room here. Deadpool is clenching a knife in his teeth. But based off of where the eyes are versus, like, where that would put the nose and stuff, the mouth is way, way, way too high. There's just not room for the nose and the mouth right there, unless Wade's got, like, the smallest, most petite little anime girl nose ever. Yikes. That's just awful. Cable, I don't have a whole lot to say about Cable. It's not a great drawing. You know, it's a very common thing with 90s art to kind of draw all the strands of hair like that, but I've never been crazy about it. I've never really liked that look. But, I can't even really focus in much on Cable because of how bad Deadpool looks. Just the eyes are set so far apart. So, like, little anatomy tip for you art aficionados out there. The space in between your eyes is the exact width of one of your eyes. If that makes any sense. So, like, your eyes are one eye width apart from each other. Deadpool's are way too far apart based off of the size of his eyes. So Rodney either needs to draw his eyes bigger, or, like, let's see here. His eyes are 2.5 eye widths apart. So his face is just all kinds of deformed. All kinds of deformed. And, crosshatching, man. Just, it looks a little too scribbly. Like, I'd always heard that Liefeld inked with a Haunt 102, but this just looks like he's just scribbling with felt-tip pens. Like, doesn't look good, man. Does not look good. Yeah, I can't even begin to try to figure out what's going on with the Deadpool face there. Alright, ooh, we got a cover of The New Mutants. Oh, this is some old Liefeld art. Wow. This is some old, old Liefeld art. This is a cover to New Mutants number 92. So, this is always a fun little exercise. How many characters do we have on here? Not counting the character in the logo box. Like, in the actual piece itself, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 characters, and we have a total of 3 feet visible in total with those characters. The characters whose feet are not just, like, immersed or engulfed in an explosion of flame or hidden behind the horizon or tapering off into nothing, because that's the only time Liefeld ever does foreshortening is when it means making the feet something he doesn't have to draw. So it's like, there's so many examples of where feet would be visible, but it's like, oh, we're going to put this big explosive dialogue box. Oops, we gave this issue shock ending away with this cover. But what the heck? Enjoy Carnival of Death anyway. And then you've got, like, the little, like, print information box with Spider-Man's head in it, covering up the other dude's feet, and, just like, wow. It's like they're going out of their way. It's like, oh, yeah, don't worry, Rob, we got you. We'll make sure this is all covered. And, you know, I just gotta say, you know, because I don't want to exclusively pick on just how atrocious the anatomy is. There's plenty of that, but the two things I feel the need to point out is that this dude's feet are clearly caught in the jet stream of his jetpack. That seems agonizingly painful to me. You know, I'm just saying, you know, if I were flying with a jetpack and got both of my feet caught in the jet stream, I would probably not be having the greatest of days. You know, it doesn't sound like a super good time. And, you know, I've also just got to point out that Kirby Crackle is literally the worst Kirby Crackle I've ever seen. Typically, Kirby Crackle is a lot of artists' go-to because it's a very reliable thing that's hard to fuck up. And boy, did you! Like, I didn't know that it was something that you could mess up that badly, but you really did, my guy. You really, really did. Oh, sorry. Needed some water. Needed to clear the old palate. Yeah. I mean, I'm not even gonna get into this shading here. I'm just so distracted by the Kirby Crackle. Like with Kirby Crackle, you've just got one job, and that is to draw dots. Draw good, reliable, consistent dots. And, like, his are all, like, just kind of scribbled in and clearly not done solidly, and it just detracts from the entire intent of what Kirby Crackle is supposed to be. So, very, very bad. Ooh, number 31. We've got a rather spicy page here. It's from a comic called Regex. So not 100% sure about anything about that character, but I mean, there's just a lot of logistical problems. By the way, sorry, it is like super windy here. The wind is just threatening to tear this place apart, and I'm sure it's getting picked up on the mic. So yeah, apologies in advance, but yeah, I mean, there's so many logistical problems with how this works. If you're taking a shower and you're just using like a bar of Dove soap, then where are all these bubbles floating upwards coming from? If you're taking a shower, then why would you keep your underpants on? You know, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. She's standing like directly into the spray of the water. You can see it splashing off of her head, and yet nothing about her hair is wet. Maybe she's just using that much hairspray. Her head's turning way too far for the pose that she's standing in. Like, she ain't quite doing the Linda Blair thing, but she's getting close. I mean, just a lot of like weird things, and it almost looks like there are pencil lines that have not been erased on this page. Yeah, it looks like some scribbly pencil lines were not erased after the inking, so that's a rookie mistake if ever I saw one. I'm not even gonna ask about this robotic dude's face in the next panel. I'm assuming that's Gex. I mean, I would presume. I know nothing about that character, but I mean, what else? I mean, anatomically, her upper body is way too big in contrast to her lower body. She's got more of that flat 80s ass that Liefeld loves drawing so much. Yeah, that's just a bit of a train wreck. Like, I know that it can be tough drawing hair looking wet, but, you know, when you're a pro, that's the kind of thing that you gotta do, like, you know, you get out there, you get some reference, you dump some water on people, you figure it out. Like, I don't know, you don't just, like, draw the hair the exact same way, as if it's not getting wet. This does raise a lot of questions about Rob's own personal hygiene practices. This is like, is this what you think showering is? Do you think it's just standing there in your Fruit of the Looms, letting the water slam into your face as you're holding a bar of soap? Like, I've got questions, Rob. I'd like answers. Huh. Well, no. Hey, that was numbers 40 through 31. Yikes, we've got a lot more to do here. Numbers 30 through 21. Oh man, we're a fourth of the way through. We're 38 minutes and we're a fourth of the way through. I might need more booze. Alright, let's see what number 30 holds for us. Whoa. It's a bunch of floating X-Men heads. And Apocalypse looming in the background. And Cable in one of the classic blue and yellow 80s X-Men uniforms. So, okay. Well, questions? I mean, obviously I can piss and moan about Cable's pose, about the bad anatomy. All the grimacing in the teeth. I think more what I'm concerned about is Wolverine's claws. They just look like they're made out of bone, which I'm trying to remember from the movies. I guess that's not completely out of line, but like the claws are supposed to be metallic, right? Like maybe there is a story / lore reason for it not to be, but definitely that definitely like jumped out to me. Whatever the hell is going on with Cable here is definitely, like, what? Whew. I mean, I'm not sure the logic of just like, yeah, yeah, I drew this tough, pretty character. Now I'm just going to scribble shit all over his face. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's not the most egregious thing I've seen, but definitely brings up some questions. It's definitely, you know, just because it's not the most egregious Liefeld thing I've seen, it's certainly not, like, a good drawing by any stretch of the imagination. It's definitely, like, the goofiest looking Apocalypse I've ever seen. But you know what? I want to count these teeth, because you know I gotta count the teeth. So let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Okay, so like 24, 25, at least that's like a plausible number of teeth. At least he's not showing like all 32. Of course, they've got Wolverine with super sharp teeth. I know some artists do that, but I mean, his whole power set is the healing factor in the adamantine skeleton, so I don't know if he's supposed to have sharp teeth. Hold on. Is Wolverine from X-Men? Whoa, I guess spacing my words would help. From X-Men supposed to have sharp teeth? This is all about why Wolverine's teeth are not adamantine. Which is a fair question, but that's, like, not what I want to know. I want to know, why some drawings of them are sharp and some are not. See, like, this is sharp. Like, a lot of these super famous Wolverine covers don't show them as being sharp. I don't know. I know they're trying to, like, go for the whole, like, animalistic Wolverine thing, but I don't know if it's, like, canon that he's got, like, super sharp fangs. Oh, we've got this picture of Cable cradling an infant. And then it's painted over. Who did the painting? Wait, is the baby part of the gun? It's just gun baby? I mean, not the worst thing I've ever seen. I guess what you can really tell from, like, the painting over thing is that it does a lot to correct a lot of his anatomy issues. Like, the feet look totally different. He's still got that dumb grimace, but, you know, at least the arms aren't that awful. That's not the worst Liefeld thing I've seen, but I think that has to be somebody different painting over it. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Yeah, his guns always do kind of bend. I keep forgetting that. Yeah, that might actually be something that, That might actually be something that Liefeld himself painted over. But as they say in their description, it's given the Thomas Kinkade treatment, which is totally valid. Totally valid. Just light from every possible source. Yeah, it's not a great painting. Yeah, the guns are a bit bendy, though. That's fair. Okay.
Got a cover of Prophet, and wow. Well, the pine trees definitely are hard to fuck up. Like, he certainly drew something that's difficult to fuck up without fucking it up-ish. Like, they're not amazing pine trees, but they're certainly serviceable. But yeah, we've got the pose, man. That pose is... You know, at least that pose is more dynamic than when he tries to make the characters run, so I'll count my blessings there. I mean, otherwise... Yeah, based off of the placement of these laser blasts, it doesn't make any sense that the laser blasts would be moving that way, but the cigar smoke is moving a completely different way. So, you know, not great. And dude in purple, homie in purple, if he's jumping straight up, as his pose would tend to indicate, then why is his hair flying upwards? Like, the hair is not working in conjunction with the rest of his body. And the handle of that knife is, like, way too thick for anybody to properly grapple. So, yeah, aside from funny poses, this is not the most egregious thing I've seen until you, like, start studying it, and then you're just like, wow, what happened there? So, not great. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's like the worst Elric fan art I've ever seen. More of that same shit that he does with hair, of like drawing every single strand. To his credit, he tried to draw the feet, so good on him for that. Not sure what is going on with those torso muscles. It's just, like, really overly rendered, and the anatomy does not make any sense. It's not good anatomy at all, as far as that part goes. And it looks like that sword arm is way too long, for once. For once, he has the opposite problem. And so he's trying to have this body, like, twisting in 3D space, and as a result, he's got that arm lowered way too low. So you've got the elbow lining up with the hip bones, and that's just not good at all. That's not how it's supposed to work. The sword, it's pretty clear that he drew the blade and then the hilt totally separately from it. And then the handle, like, none of those things connect. And that's, like, a really obvious thing that jumps out. It's just like, wow. Like, typically, if you draw your character holding something, you just need to draw a straight line. Get a ruler if it helps. Draw a straight line going all the way through from the tip of the hilt to the tip of the blade. And then you've got a nice straight line that you can go off of. But instead, it's like, well, he clearly used a ruler to draw the blade itself. But then, whatever the hell happened with the handle and the hilt, it doesn't work out. Who even is this character? Oh, Beowulf. That's lame. That is lame. So that's also from Regex, from Rob's company, Awesome Comics. So, okay. The summary from the article is pretty great on this one, because it says, "Motherfucker has never owned an eraser in his entire life. Never needed one." So, yeah. Yeah, the placement of that sword handle and all that, just terrible. The placement of the arm and the placement of the torso muscles, none of that makes any sense. Just the character design is pretty atrocious. I thought it was shitty Elric the Albino art. Elric of Melninbane. But, oh, yeah, we've got this, this is based off of, This is based off the Death of Supergirl cover on Crisis of Infinite Earths. It's a very, very popular cover. And it's been parodied Six Ways to Sunday, but then Liefeld, his version is just terrible. I mean, what can really be said? Typically, like, we've seen from enough of these drawings of Cable and Deadpool that Cable is supposed to be way, way bigger than Deadpool, but here Deadpool is, like, bigger than Cable because all he's doing is swiping the death of Supergirl. And so he didn't stop to think that, like, oh, wait, Supergirl is, like, way, way tinier than Cable would be. And, you know, if he's playing it up for, like, a comedy thing, if he's trying to make it funny because Deadpool, then it would have actually been funnier if he kept their relative size appropriate. Like, if it's like, gigantic-ass Cable being held by regular-sized Deadpool, it would have hit totally different. So I'm sure all these characters in the background are like, references and stuff, but all I'm really going to point out here, instead of trying to, like, go over every single character that I'm not going to recognize half of, I mean, look at all these characters. You know, we're not going to count them. There's a lot of characters here. There's a lot of characters on this page. None of them are showing feet except for Cable and Deadpool. You know, just going to point that out. Like, no feet. Had so many opportunities to prove to the world I'm Rob Liefeld and I can draw feet. And you chose not to. You just drew Cable and Deadpool's feet. So, yeah. I mean, there's just, again, it's not, there's not a lot of, like, dynamism to the pose. Like, he's showing Deadpool crying, you would think that his head would be tilted back a little bit further or something. You know what, I want to compare this to the actual death of Supergirl. I want to see how different the posing is. Okay, wow, so that's not even a good swipe, man. So, like, okay, everybody pull up the Death of Supergirl cover. The Crisis on Infinite Earths. Now, Superman's pose isn't extremely dynamic here, but his facial expression is very, very impactful. Like, there is a lot of emotion to his facial expression, as opposed to Deadpool wearing a completely featureless mask. So, but Superman's head is tilted further back than Deadpool's is on that cover. But really, the big thing to compare it to is look at how completely ragdoll Supergirl looks in his arms. He's holding her down low, her body looks totally limp, her arm is hanging down at the side, her head is lolled totally back. And Cable just looks like he's posing. Like, his arm is stiff at his side, his head is not lolled back at all. There's no impact to it. So, yeah, Rob really, really phoned in these poses. That's pretty lazy. Oof, we've still got, like, five more of these before we're even halfway through. I gotta pick up the speed. Oh, hey, looks like this is Rob overcompensating for people saying he doesn't draw feet. He's like, yeah, here you go, I have the biggest fucking feet in the world. You bastards. Isn't this Shaft? I think this character's Shaft. I think this is from that internal... I think he's from that internal page of Youngblood that we were looking at. So, placement of the legs and the anatomy. Typical schlock. Doesn't make a lot of sense. The placement of the hand in relation to how the knife falls in front of the other hand doesn't make a lot of sense. Big feet. Oh, here we go. We've got Domino and somebody else. I have no idea who this other chick is, but just the hair looks gross and starchy. We've talked about that before. It's definitely a case of same face syndrome. Like, even though their heads are shaped differently, like, the noses and the lips are very, very similar. Other than that, I mean, yeah, it's boring. The perspective doesn't really work or make a lot of sense, but, you know, outside of a lazy photoshopped background, not the most egregious thing I've seen, you know, they really set the precedent with that stark white background on the Captain America cover. Like, even if it is a lazy Photoshop gradient, I'll take it at this point. Although, because there's not much else to focus on, I will say, it drives me crazy how he always has his characters with these swords on their backs, but the handle of the sword is, like, super curved. Not super good. We got a two-page... got a two-page fight scene here. Let's see if this is any good. You know, coming from somebody who grew up reading the Ninja Turtles comics, let's see if this is any good. We've got him throwing his stick. The dude chops it in half. And then Rob completely breaks the rules of 90s and has the characters, like, changing positions and, like, the directions that they're facing in relation to each other, and, like, the cameras just, you know, if my characters start one on the left and one on the right, I can't have them switch over so that one's on the right and one's on the left. Like, you can't have them switch those positions like that because it makes it confusing for the reader to follow. Even though in this situation you've got a guy wearing all white and a guy wearing all red, it should be easier to track, but it's just a basic rule of storytelling. It's how the eye tracks and follows. And, you know, again, I'm not going to keep harping on the same thing with the action sequences. It's just more of the same. There's no follow-through on the poses. There's no dynamism. That jump kick and the bottom middle panel, just there's no oomph to it. Like, your guy is jump-kicking the other dude in the face. It should be like, ooh, that's going to leave a mark. That looks painful. It's not. Like, none of this feels like it's of any consequence. It feels like I'm watching 2 10-year-olds fight with cardboard tubes in their backyard. Like, it doesn't feel like there's anything where, oh yeah, he's gonna be feeling that in the morning. So just boring and boring and uninspired. Okay, we got Lady Deadpool here. And man, what even is there to say? It's like the boobs are so completely separate from the rib cage that it feels like I'm looking at a really badly constructed Barbie, not like an actual name brand Barbie, like we have Barbie at home, that kind of thing, like. Yeah, doesn't look good, but at least that pose is more dynamic than most of what we're seeing. The rocks are quite a bit lazy, and of course the clouds in the background, that's just a Liefeld staple, that's quite a bit lazy. I don't know much about Lady Deadpool. Oh, we've got another... got another page with Lady Deadpool, and oh wow. So it looks like Lady Deadpool and Deadpool are beating up Cap. We've got these two guys with goggles. Not sure who they are, please forgive me. You know, I'm not a super in-depth, it's not like I know the whole history of Marvel. So now Deadpool's, like, turning on them, she's continuing to beat up Cap, and then she starts to pull the mask off, but it looks like she's just yanking it sideways. Like, it doesn't look like she's actually lifting the mask up. It just looks like she's it almost looks like she's just clawing it off, like tearing it off or something. Like the Goosebumps episode, The Haunted Mask. Like, it doesn't, like, who takes a mask off that way? That does answer a question I had about Lady Deadpool from the previous drawing, which is, like, is her face all, like, cancerous and fucked up like Wade's? And yeah, apparently so. So, that's interesting. I think if you're going to have a female counterpart to a male superhero, you shouldn't make them the exact same in every way. So, I'm not crazy about that. But yeah, she's just like, that mask removal is pretty terrible. I will say, to Rob's credit, the Deadpool pose is not the worst thing I've ever seen. But, you know, even a stopped clock is right twice a day or whatever the saying is. You managed to pull that off, even though his eyes are still way too wide set apart. But then, like, just the way she is pulling that mask off, that's rough-looking, man. Okay, number 21. We've got another... got us another Cable. And, not totally sure what's happening. Looks like he's cutting his hand. And then he, explodes into... into a blast of energy. So, I mean, what can I say about this besides just, like, Dragon Ball Z has done it 100 million times, and, you know, I know at the time of this recording, Akira Toriyama has very recently passed away. It's very tragic. I know Turk's not super big on Dragon Ball Z. I have always found Akira Toriyama's art to be very, very well done. I really like Akira Toriyama's art style. And I was not thrilled over his death. I was pretty bummed out by that. I know I'm not the biggest proponent of manga or anime, but you know, I have always enjoyed reading his stuff, and you know, basically what Cable's doing here is like a super watered down Super Saiyan transformation. So, like, he should either be crouched over more and flexing more and really demonstrating how much that energy surging through him, how much of that he's feeling it, or he should be kind of doing it more in the lines of, like, the arms thrown more back, the back more arched, the head more arched, like, the energy's just exploding out of him. But this just looks like he's really placidly, like, raising his arms like, oh no, I'm being blasted with energy I can't possibly comprehend. Like, it's just more of the same. It's just a tragedy. Like, the few times that Liefeld doesn't completely fuck up his anatomy, it's because he's, like, so timid about doing anything dynamic or interesting with the poses. And, I mean, like, yeah, I can't believe I'm the person to say this, but, like, it pretty much any anime or manga has shown characters reacting to massive amounts of energy flowing through them or out of them or into them. And, you know, nobody did it better than Toriyama, but, like, good God, it wouldn't have killed you to look up some kind of reference here. That's all I can really say. Like, how do you take a moment like that and make it boring? This is a case study in how. So, okay, well, we're halfway through. We're an hour in. I'm not planning it out like this, really. Like, it just takes me that long to cover 20 Liefeld drawings. It takes me an hour to cover 20 Liefeld drawings. So that was not necessarily the intention, but looks like it's going to be another two-parter. So, yeah. We're going to catch you guys in part two.
All right there, folks. That was Our Moms Think We're Funny. Let's give him a hand.